I don't know if you all noticed, but there's a tattoo parlor going on backstage. And we've had an incredible week this week. There are a lot of people who have been going through personal changes. What do you have there, Zan?
The scratch and sniff tattoo.
Scratch and sniff.
This smells exactly like a coyote.
You know, we should start putting them on the back of CDs. Scratch and sniff CDs. It's a good idea. So I was saying a lot of people have been going through a lot of changes, identity crises, and cross-cultural stuff's been going on. And well, I'd like to introduce our new accordion player. Make welcome, please, Johnny Whalen. Yeah, John.
Hey.
We'd like for all of you to take your keys out, please. Take your keys out.
Don't look at me, okay?
Are you looking
You've
at him?
We've all been studying keys all week, I'm sure. Now,
please,
pull them out of your pocket.
Take your keys out. For those of you who have wanted to be on an Augusta recording, this is your moment. That's it. Get those keys out. Let's hear them. Yeah.
Is this where half the audience realize they locked themselves out of the house?
Yeah. I just saw three people leave, you know. Okay, well, we're going to do a little Beguine here, and we'd like for you to be the rhythm section. So, Mr. Beguine,
that's it.
forget to sign up for your chance for that vacation to the Caribbean with John Whalen. All you have to do is buy 10 of his CDs, and in one of them, there's bound to be one of those applications. Right, John?
Several applications. Oh,
great. Well, we'd like to welcome a couple more guests here from Cincinnati. Please welcome Deborah Colon. Here we go. And from New Hampshire, Bob McQuillan. The man with the true tattoo. Yeah. I don't know, I looked all over for those toe tattoos in town and I couldn't find them. Well, I've known Bob for a long time. And,
I'm glad one of us got a necktie on.
Johnny will be at the dance later on. We don't know what we unlocked. Okay.
Who are these people?
A mainstay of the dance music in New England for years, and a man who will be remembered for a long, long time is Bob McQuillan. Yes. And we thought we'd like to give you a couple waltzes in the old New England style. First is called the Ookpick Waltz. And then we'll follow that with a wonderful Irish waltz called the Gentle Maiden. Thank you. Thank you so much. We've got time for one more, and I'd like to remind you that there's a dance afterwards. And also, we should let you know that the proceeds from the sale of tonight's recordings are going to a very worthy cause, and that's the care and feeding of our families. So,
I like that one.
You like that one. You're going to use that one again, aren't you?
You better believe it.
Excuse me. I bet there are about 75 people out there tonight who are going to use it.
Walt Michael Home for Unwed Mothers, is this what I thought?
No. Now.
He doesn't know any.
Now. Now then, as Ross Perot would say, now then. We'd like to do a couple. I'd like to bring Mark Stone out to play the Baron. Yes, sir. Yeah! By the way, they will be doing the tattoos by the dance later on. This last tune, a fellow named Lindsay Porteous in Scotland gave me, and it's the final march of Mary, Queen of Scots. And we'll follow that with a reel to set your feet dancing and send you over to the dance pavilion. So the final march, Mary, Queen of Scots, and then down the Bray. Thank you.
Walt Michaels, Dan McLeod, Bob McQuillan, Deborah Cologne, and John Whalen. Thanks again for coming. Kaylee, Pavilion, be there. Good night.